Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to be speaking to you in what is a historic year for the UK, the year in which we have reached our 0.7% development spend target. For 13 years, the Millennium Development Goals have guided global action to make poverty history. Whilst not every goal has been achieved, their power to unite is undeniable. Bill Gates called the goals the best idea for focusing the world on fighting global poverty that I've ever seen. And as a consequence of the MDGs, every year 5 million fewer children die for want of illness or malnutrition. The global HIV, TB, and malaria epidemics have been halted and reversed. 2/3 of children around the world are now vaccinated with WHO-approved vaccines. And in Pakistan, one of the few remaining polio strongholds, in 2012 there was a 70% fall in the number of polio cases. We've achieved a lot together, but it's not over yet. Over the next 1,000 days to 2015, we must redouble our efforts to make progress on the most off-track MDGs. And a priority for the UK is to strengthen the global effort to improve nutrition. In June, we'll host the WHO and member states at a high-level Nutrition for Growth event in London. And we must also look beyond 2015 to take the next steps towards the eradication of poverty and disease, to build on what we've achieved and go further, and to secure global acceptance for the principle that universal healthcare coverage must be a key objective for all countries if we're to live up to our shared ideals for humanity. Our efforts must continue to focus on improving the lives of the very poorest, with health as a central part of this. For without health, there can be no development, and without equity in healthcare provision, there can be no development to be proud of. So it's time to raise our ambitions and resolve that even beyond 2015, we must work together to finally eradicate the scourge of polio, to win the fight against HIV, TB, and malaria, to never cease improving the health of children and their mothers, and to eradicate malnutrition, which can underpin so many other problems. We also need to tackle urgently new challenges, especially those associated with an aging population, and in particular, dementia. Dementia is what cancer was in the 1960s, something people don't like to talk about, but something that frightens families across the globe. Unless we deal with the taboo and stigma associated with dementia, we will deprive millions of people of the medicines and support and care to help them live healthily and happily at home. So as part of the UK's chairing of the G8 this year, Prime Minister David Cameron has announced that we will hold a dementia summit in London. I'm delighted that we'll be organising this jointly with my US colleague, Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, and I hope participation from Minister Tamura of Japan, and if we're really lucky, participation from you, Madam Director General. But there's one issue, not part of the original MDGs, that if we don't address everything that we've worked so hard for, everything that we've achieved, everything that we hope to achieve will be threatened. And that's the growing threat from antimicrobial resistance. Since the Second World War, the widespread use of antimicrobials has saved countless lives, almost eliminating the risk from infection, from everything from surgical procedures to grazed knees. But this remarkable story may be drawing to an end. The drugs don't work as they once did, and there's nothing in the pipeline to replace them. We face the prospect of returning to 19th century medicine, where even the most minor procedure could prove fatal. So we must slow the development and spread of antimicrobial resistance. We must maintain the efficacy of our existing arsenal of antimicrobials for as long as possible. And we must support the development of new AMRs and alternative treatments, so that it pays for drug companies to invest in research into new AMRs. And we in the UK strongly welcome and endorse the support for action announced by the Director General this afternoon. Colleagues, the Millennium Development Goals have proven what we, the global community, are capable of when we work in unison. Let's harness the ambition and energy that we use to deal with those, to promote universal healthcare coverage, a shared approach to new challenges like dementia, and concerted global action to tackle public health threats like antimicrobial resistance. Thank you.